Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, November the 14th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Just a little below freezing out there this morning, a couple degrees below freezing, but what can we expect? It is November the 14th. Now, you know what's amazing to me? 2 weeks ago today was Halloween. A week ago today was Election Day.
It blows right by, to be sure. But we've got a special guest this first hour, and I'm looking forward to this. But let's start this way. Our guest this hour has been a good friend of this station's probably for the last 2 or 3 years. He was at the old studio with us. He came down one day when we had President Harding there and did a performance for us, and we had a lot of fun that day. I have met up with him in Columbus many, many times, and we've done videos and radio programs and just had a lot of fun with this gentleman. Recently, as of yesterday, I learned that he has fallen on some hard times due to some medical issues. He is a Columbus institution for anybody who has driven around in Columbus or seen him outperforming on the streets of Columbus, busking, as it were. One of the best street performers in Columbus. I think anybody would say that. But we're going to learn this morning what has happened with our friend and where he's headed from here. He is, like I say, a good friend and legendary busker in the city of Columbus. Bobby Ray, the Kazoo Man. Bobby Ray, how are you?
Wonderful, Scott. How you doing, buddy? How do I sound?
You sound great. You sound great. Bobby Ray, I want to start here in the beginning. I haven't met up with you in the last 6 months or so, and I did not realize some things were going on. Kind of take us through what's been going on with you in the last 6 months.
So let me see. In July, so anyway, it's really this last 6 months is really just the punchline to the last 10 years of my life. So I've really been struggling with the reason I started being Bobby Ray and playing on the street is because I had several surgeries to remove cancer from my jaw.
Mm.
So, and the last one really left me debilitated, and I couldn't, I was a cab driver at the time, and I couldn't drive a cab anymore. So, Because of the way the surgery went, they had to take a bone out of my leg and put it in my jaw, and it just messed me up. I literally couldn't sit in a taxi cab and drive for more than 20 or 30 minutes before I was in pain all over. So I tried to work it out, and it just didn't work. And then I started looking for jobs. I'm like, I need a job where I can stand up when I need to stand up and sit down when I need to sit down, and lay down when I need to lay down, you know, or something like that. And I ended up playing on the street and playing music on the street, because then I could stand up or sit down, and I could go home when I needed to go home. So
now Bobby Ray, now cancer of the jaw. How did you realize that you had this?
Okay, so okay, so that happened, I realized it when I went to the dentist after several years, so I probably should have gone to the dentist every year, but I didn't, so, I don't know if that would have helped or not, so I discovered it at the dentist. So that was technically not cancer, so that was called an ameloblastoma. And so I said, so is it cancer? And the doctor said, no, it's benign. And I said, oh, then I don't have to worry about it. And then he said, no, it'll kill you. And I was like, well, you have a different definition of benign than I do. And which he had to admit. This actually then about 6 months ago. So anyway, I've been hobbling around and not doing physically very well, and I've been sick off and on, and especially in the last 2 or 3 years, since about 2019, I went to the emergency room because I had kidney pain. I thought there's something wrong with my kidney. That's not just back pain. I didn't just throw my back out. This is internal. And I went to the hospital, and the doctor, they did take an image, and they're like, you do have a little spot on your kidney, but, you know, we don't know what it is, and it might just be an effect of the imaging, right? Because it is kind of small. So, and the doctor said, we don't know what you have or what's causing that pain, but it isn't an emergency. So so they sent me home, and then and the doctor didn't seem too impressed with it. I had a couple of doctors since then, and then I just kept getting sick more and more. And then I went through COVID, and I got COVID several times because I work on the street with the public, right? So even with the vaccines and I wear, you know, mask on the bus, and whenever I go into buildings, I still ended up getting. I think I was the first guy in Columbus to get COVID. So, you know what? I got it. I got it in 2020 at the Arnold, because when they shut down, they canceled the public at the Arnold, but all the athletes came, and I ended up spending the week hanging out and hugging and taking pictures with all of these athletes from Europe, and the next week I bet we were all sick. So then anyway, I never really recovered from COVID, and I'm like, I must have long COVID. I'm exhausted all the time. I'm, as always, my back always hurt. My lower back and my kidney, my side always hurt. And when I mentioned it to doctors, they shrugged their shoulders. Seems like nowadays you really have to shake a doctor and beg them for help to get them to to respond. So so about 6 months ago, anyway, I kept getting worse, and I was not getting better. I was getting worse. And in July, while I was playing on the sidewalk, I started to feel faint, and I quickly shut down the live stream that I do on TikTok whenever I play. So whenever I'm playing on the street, I'm also live streaming on TikTok. So, I shut down the TikTok and sat down, and then the next thing I knew, I was laying on the sidewalk. So, looking up at some guy going, hey, buddy, you need help? So, because I was in the front of the courthouse, so it couldn't have taken more than a minute for someone to come and help me. And they rushed me to the hospital, and they kept me in the emergency room for a couple of days without admitting me, because they were afraid I had a heart attack. So they kept monitoring my heart and taking, I had an echocardiogram and all the stuff, you know, that they do for heart stuff. And after a day and a half, they finally agreed to scan my kidney. And sure enough, that little spot had turned into a big spot, and it was obviously cancer. So they gave me an MRI, confirmed that it was cancer, and set up and refer me to the James Cancer Clinic, which I gotta say, if you're in Ohio and you're lucky to have this right in the middle of your state, between that and the Cleveland Clinic, I think are maybe two of the best medical facilities in the world. So anyway, they in September. I had what's called a cryoablation procedure, which I think might have actually gotten rid of the cancer. So, now, especially now that I'm starting to actually recover from the surgery, I do feel different, right? So I'm sore, and the surgery really messed me up. Plus, I think I messed myself up because I've read the literature on cryoablation, and, you know, it said it's not invasive. It's not like a nephrectomy where they take out part of your kidney or anything. They literally just injected these tubes in me, these four tubes all around the tumor, and then they scooped some of it out for a biopsy, which confirmed that it's cancer, and then they stuck these frozen rods down the tubes to freeze and kill the cancer cells, and the surgeon seemed pretty confident that he got it all, and they sent me home, and if you look online, it says, oh, well, it's not invasive, you'll be sore for a few days and take it easy for a while and blah, 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 blah. It didn't seem like it was going to be that big of a deal. And I swelled up on the left side of my body and has been hobbling around for weeks. When I talked to the doctor about it, he said, yep. He goes, you're just not, you know, he goes, you're having, you know, he says, you're having a bad reaction, and the only thing to do is to wait it out. It's just going to take a long time to heal. So what I did was after about a week after the surgery, I went out and I did a 2-hour show, and then I couldn't get out of bed for a week. And then I got up and I'm like, well, I should be getting better. And so I went out and I did another show, and then I couldn't get out of bed for a week. I talked to the doctor. He said, you're going to need to heal. I tried to do this. I think I was working one day a week for maybe 4 weeks or something like that. And I finally called the nurse hotline and told her my whole story. And she said, she says, are you in your 50s? I said, yes. She said, so am I. She goes, you know, we're just the perfect age to be totally confused about how long it takes our body to heal. Which I think is probably consistent with some of my other experiences. Anyway, it seems like I am starting to get a little better now, right? So I haven't been totally down for about a week, I'm still in a little bit of pain and sore. But what I started doing is, instead of going out and doing my 2-hour show, I would just go out for an hour and then go home. And then this weekend, I actually went back out and I did 2 1-hour shows on Saturday. And then I was able to work on Sunday again. And so it does feel like I'm getting a little better. But in the meantime, my whole life is falling apart. Like I have been paying my rent late or skipping rent for the last, 9 years. I really have never been a very good tenant for this poor guy who owns this place. He owns this double, and he has 2 apartments, and he really needs the money for income. And I think it just would break his heart to have to evict me. So he hasn't. And in fact, now I owe him thousands of dollars, and I promised him and his daughter that I would pay them back. But if I can't start, you know, catching up on the rent, he's going to have to evict me because he needs the income. He needs the income on this place to live on. He's elderly, and this is all he's got.
Bobby Ray, if you were evicted, what would happen? Where would you go?
You know what? Off the top of my head, Scott, I have no idea. I have kind of tapped out my friends and family, but I guess my first try would be to call my friends and family and ask them for help. But then I would have to look Scott, I am not very aware of what the next step would be, you know? So it's, I guess it's possible. I am getting better. So I guess it would just be a matter of, I don't know what would happen to me. I don't know where I would go. Good question. good question. I'm, the, uh, so I hope I don't have to do that research and work on that. I guess I would have to find another place to live somehow.
Now the life of a busker, I think, well, first of all, what is the prognosis for the cancer in the jaw and the cancer on the kidney at this point?
So the ameloblastoma seems to be gone. So for several years, I went back and did an MRI. After the major surgery, I did an MRI every year, and it does seem like I'm in full remission on that, although my jaw has never really sealed. I'm still swollen up on the side of my face. I used to be an actor. I don't think I can do that anymore. I'm look too weird looking. And the kidney, I'm going back in December to get that imaged again to see if they got it all. And then if not, then I will start to. Then I think there's several treatments available. So there's a radio ablation they could try to go in and do again and kill it with radiation instead of freezing it. Or they will do a partial nephrectomy, I think is what it's called. So if there are any doctors listening, please forgive my ignorance and pronunciation. But nephrectomy, that's what it's called, and where they'll cut out part of my kidney and all of the tumorous growth, and then I'll have and then that will be weird. That's what I really would like to avoid, because I think the reason I fainted was because of kidney failure. When they brought me in, my kidneys were strained as if I was dehydrated. But I gotta tell you, Scott, if you ever see me play, I have like a half-gallon jug of water next to me that I drink constantly. I mean, I must drink a gallon of water a day in the summertime. So it just seems, it was warm out. It was in the 80s. It was, you know, one of the hotter days this summer. But it's not one of the hotter days I've ever worked, you know. So I used to say I'll go out as long as it's under 100, you know, But I don't know. Maybe I should lower that to 90.
When I thought about this, Bobby Ray, I thought it's interesting because, you know, I've seen you perform and you're out there. And when you're performing, you're playing the kazoo, you're playing the banjo, you're singing, you're exerting a lot of energy. And you wouldn't think somebody with active kidney cancer who has also went through jaw cancer would have the energy just to do that.
No, you're a good point. Thank you. Well, thanks for noticing that. So, yeah, no, the character I came up with, because I'm not a guy. When I started this, I've been playing a ukulele in my taxi cab for several years, and I knew about 20 songs on the ukulele, but I'm not a musician. I'm a goofball, and my training is in theater, and I went to school for it, And for years I was a comedian, and I worked in an improv group that traveled the country. I'm not a musician. I guess I really am a musician because objectively that's what I'm doing. But I'm not a trained musician. When I was a kid, I took piano lessons and I couldn't learn, and I took guitar lessons and I couldn't learn, and I took trumpet for a couple of days and my dad took it away from me. But I was not the kind of kid that could sit and practice an instrument. But then years later, when I was in my 40s and driving a taxi cab, I was like, you know, I've read a library of books sitting in this cab waiting on fares and listening to audio books. And I definitely have time to practice the guitar now. But then I realized, oh, I can't fit a guitar in the front of a car. So I bought a ukulele on eBay for like $25, and I just started playing it at red lights and between fairs. And by the time I couldn't drive a cab anymore, I knew about 20 songs, and I went on the street and I played the same 20 songs over and over again. And so I added the kazoo just to be funny and to sort of add because it just didn't seem like playing the ukulele and singing was enough. And so I added the kazoo, and then eventually I became, I got the domain name at www.kazooman.com, which I would like to thank my daughter for getting for me, especially this year, because it would have lapsed. I almost didn't pay the bill on time, and she had to send me some emergency money to renew it this year. So because I've been broke, constantly broke.
Well, and
so,
I want to get to that point here, Bobby Ray, I think it's important that the life of a busker, where you go out on the streets of Columbus and people throw money in your bucket or basket there while you perform. How lucrative is this in Columbus at this point? On a given day, what can it range from in a 2 to 3 hour performance?
Okay, so for me, it is the full spectrum. So I have gone out for I've gone out for 3 or 4 hours and I've made $200 so but you know, like maybe once. And I've made over $100, you know, maybe half a dozen or so times in the last, maybe a dozen times in the last 5 years. So, or I've been doing this 6 or 7 years.
Now, how many days a week do you get out?
I used to play every single day. So, okay. I would do at least one show every day. So I reduced a few years ago. I realized that going out for 4 hours, because I'm not like a busker, I think in my next life, I'm going to, my act is I'm standing on my feet playing this goofy looking, weird banjo looking thing, because it's a 1922 banjolin, a mandolin banjo that I put ukulele strings on. Because it's just as loud as I can rig a ukulele without plugging it in. And same thing with my kazoo. I put this little, I changed the turret on my kazoo so that it has like a horn on it. It's very loud. It's a very loud. It sounds like this. So yeah, don't buy with these for your kids. unless you like noise. And I dress like a kind of a clowny, goofy, hobo-y guy, and I do all upbeat, happy, joyful tunes mostly from the Tin Pan Alley era. And so, in fact, more than half of my songs now are in the public domain. So as I get older, that will be more and more. And My act is being goofy and high energy, which means, that's just my act.
Every time we've been together, I've always been impressed and had a great time with what you were doing, and I think everybody around has as well. Where we are now, going into the holiday season, how far behind are you on rent, and when is the point to where this gentleman who owns the building is not going to be able to deal with that if the money's not paid?
Okay, so I feel like I'm just guessing, you know? I don't know exact. Honestly, I think any person in the world would have already kicked me out of here, right? Years ago, honestly. So, because I probably owe the guy over $7,000. So, I think if I started paying him $1,000 a month, which really is not outrageous rent in Columbus, if I started paying him that, because I think my rent, he raised my rent once like 9 years ago after he put a new roof on the house. So I've been here for like 11 years. So, and then since I got into trouble financially, I think he's raised, there's an apartment next door that he has, and I think he's raised the rent on them several times as tenants have moved in and out, and I don't think he's ever raised my rent. So he is like trying to help me, but he can't, you know, he can't carry me. This is, he's in retirement. This is supposed to be his retirement money. So, so I just feel like he can't carry me. He went from yelling at me about it to like just to saying, look, dude, I can't, dude, I can't, I want to help you, but I can't carry you like this. So, so I feel like, if I could start paying my rent, which is going to be, which is just $650 and giving him some extra money to catch up, you know, like, where it seems like I'm actually might be able to catch up in the next year or so, or a couple of years, even. I think he probably would let me stay, and he might even, you know, so like I So anyway, that's kind of what I feel like the situation is, and I feel like. I couldn't blame the guy if he did evict me, honestly. So
so that leads us to 17 hours ago, which is what we do want to talk about here today. You started a GoFundMe page. The Kazoo Man Needs Help is the name of the page. If you go to GoFundMe and put in the Kazoo Man Needs Help, you will find Bobby Ray's page. If you Google it, I think it comes up as well. GoFundMe, the Kazoo Man Needs Help. Bobby Ray, why did you decide to go this route? And was it difficult to go this route after all these years of being a performer?
Yes. Yeah, it was. No, it's. I think my son was the one that probably knocked the sense into me. So it's funny how your kids, or it's funny how my kids grew up to be really incredible people. They're less than incredible dad. But, my son Robert said, you know, it's, dude, it's, you know, you're a content creator. It's your job to beg for money on the internet. and you're tapped out. Nobody else can help you anymore, dude. You're going to have to go public, because my deal was, oh, I got this happy, upbeat persona. I want to maintain that. I don't want to bum people out, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say, hey, I got cancer, you know, I don't want to go out and, you know, play the cancer card or whatever. So, you know, I guess my pride was just stupid, really. Pride kept me from doing it. So now the link on my, for my GoFundMe and all of my other, any other way, if you want to contribute any other way, it's easier for you to give through PayPal or Cash App or Patreon. I also have a Patreon, and those links are all at www.kazooman.com. So, I do have a GoFundMe. So I did finally start the GoFundMe. And it's way more popular than I thought it was going to be. So,
in the last 17 hours, you've raised nearly $700. Is that a good sign?
I hope so. I hope so. So that is going to, I tell you what, I don't think he'll evict me this month. So that might actually carry me to Christmas. So, and then by then I might be well enough that I'm catching up. I'm still like in debt up to my eyeballs, and I have a ton of expenses, and there's things like
it's just, you can imagine, I have like been living hand to mouth and for years,
and then suddenly I got sick and I've been living less than hand to mouth for years. So,
are there any social agencies, the food card or Medicaid or anything that would help you in these situations?
Yeah, probably. And I just have not been, you know, here's the other thing. I got like mental problem issues, right? So I think that's part of the reason I can't work is that I have some, behavioral disorders. Like I have anxiety disorder and bipolar, and I've been diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder and And so, honestly, I just have not been able to access the probably some of the help, which I'm hoping now that I'm not as sick. Because I seriously, Scott, like every time you see me, I'm trying to stay up and in character. But when the show's over and I go and I get home, then I just collapse, and sometimes I can't get up for days. So that's what I was saying. Maybe I should have become a blues man where I could just sit down and pluck a guitar for 12 hours a day. but I really can't. My act doesn't work like that. It's strenuous. So.
Well, it's an interesting point, Bobby Ray, because you are, if people see the videos, which I know a lot of people have on TikTok and other places,
yeah,
you're
I
upbeat.
Hope I don't look sick.
No, you're happy, you're upbeat, you have a good personality, but you suffer from a lot of these mental illnesses, which a lot of people suffer from. So what is life like when you go home mentally?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? I think I live alone now, which is probably better. It's probably the best situation for me. I also think maybe I'm a little autistic. So I wonder if after years of being like sort of afraid of loneliness and afraid of being alone, I'm and alienating all of my roommates and being a giant pain in the butt and my wife had to leave me because of my bizarre behavior. You know, I'm not a violent person. I'm a mostly, you know, but I'm not always a joyful person. So, you know, so yeah. And my kids suffered through this and they're awesome people. So they have forgiven me, but they can't live with me. I don't know if anyone can. So, in a way, I think my life is a lot better. I think that's part of maybe one of the things I would like to do is this is the apartment where I finally ended up raising my kids. So I had two of them with me, and one of them was in Virginia with their mom, and then they went to high school out of this crummy little apartment and grew up and moved out and got on their feet. It's full of my life, which I think I could probably condense and maybe pack up. Maybe I think my ultimate goal should be to move into a smaller place that's you know, I don't know if I can get one that's cheaper than this, but that's maybe a little easier to manage. I also had dreams of being able to travel and play in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles and you know, maybe Phoenix and Dallas and Houston in the winter or something like that in New Orleans. And maybe go to Europe one day. So yeah, I'm hoping as I get better, if I don't, the problem is I got so scared. I'm like, you know, I like you asked, it's like, what happens if you get evicted? I'm like, I don't know. I think I would lose all of this stuff, I guess, or maybe, I don't know. So I think that's what I'm hoping is maybe I can catch up on rent, find a better place, a cheaper place, maybe a simpler place. Get maybe some decent transportation or something like that, and start playing. Venues where I could get money and things like that. So if I get well, I think all of those things are possible. I've just been too sick to really make anything happen in the last years. For years, I've been just sort of barely hanging on.
Bobby Ray, a lot, you know, there's so much going on these days with GoFundMe pages and things of this nature, and a lot of scams go on, and people will say, well, they're using the money for drugs, they're using the money for other purposes. explain to people why this is obviously not the case in your case.
Oh, I don't know if it's obvious, but I haven't had a drink in 30 years. So I still am a little soft in the middle, but I don't drink. I had my last drink on Halloween in the year 1990. So which was not as tough for me to give up as the smoking, which I gave up about 15 or 20 years ago. So no, I don't do drugs and things like that. If I did drugs, I would be weird. So I'm not on drugs. I don't do drugs or alcohol at all because I just think no, you know what? I don't like it. I think, it's hard enough for me to sort things out. I think, that is definitely one of the problems I don't have. Thanks for saying that. I wonder if I should mention that on my GoFundMe. Although, I don't know, I don't know how I prove that or what, you know. Actually, I don't know any drunks that don't lie about drinking, you know, or any of that. So, but I came from a family of alcoholics, and I think my mom quit drinking when I was a kid. So when I was a little kid and I grew up going to Al-Anon and AA meetings and things like that, which did not, and then I grew up to be a drunk. I had to quit. Maybe that did make it easier for me to quit. I knew how to quit. I had some experience with addiction and recovery.
But Bobby Ray, we've got about 10 minutes left here, and I know the people on the station have heard your talents before, but I want them to hear a little bit of it here this morning. But I do want to let people know the reason we're doing this is because Bobby Ray has had two bouts with cancer, one with the jaw. Now, we think that is all okay at this point. One recently, just this past summer, with the kidney. We're going to find out how that all turned out coming up later this year, and we hope all is well there. But he has fallen behind $7,000 on his rent at this particular point, does not want to be evicted. So there is a GoFundMe page now. If you go to GoFundMe.com and search the Kazoo Man Needs Help, it will come up. Or I think if you Google it right now, the Kazoo Man Needs Help, GoFundMe, all one word, it will come up. Bobby Ray, give us a happy tune here on this Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah, okay, so, you know what, no kazoo, because I can't get my banjo to tune, because I mean, it doesn't tune indoors, because of the... Wise men say, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Something I'm meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you. For this song, the music for this was written in 1784 by a guy named Jean-Paul Ajide Martini, and it was a classical music song. It's still popular violin solo for over 100 years until the Americans got a hold of it and turned it into an Elvis song for the movie Blue Hawaii. And then I got a hold of it and I did this to it. Play Dear Damo, la Dear Damo, Chagrin Damo, Dear Damo, Dear Damo, float surely to the sea. Darling, still it goes. Something far meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you. No, I can't help falling in love with you.
I want to get one more song in here this morning, but I want to mention to people that, again, Bobby Ray is out there, not able to perform as much as he needs to at this particular point to make his bills, fallen behind because of two bouts with cancer, which we have documented in this interview. GoFundMe.com. The Kazoo Man needs help. You can give money there if you so should choose. Bobby Ray, go ahead.
Here's one from 1910. I just had a row with a telephone girl, a telephone girl, my brain's in a whirl. I asked her for Ipswich, but she lost her head, and somehow she switched me on Northwich instead. She got so mixed up with the switches, it's true, that I got annoyed and I cried, tell me do. Switch, switch is the switch, Miss, for Ipswich. It's Ipswich, which I require. Which switch, which is it? Switch with this switch. You switch my switch on the wrong wire. You switch me on Northwich, not Ipswich. So now to prevent further itch, if you'll tell me which switch is Northwich and which switch is Ipswich, I'll know which switch is which. I beg the young lady to please put me through. I cried, switch me do on it, switch you too. And I waited an hour, then the sweet little thing came back from her lunch and exclaimed, did you ring? And just when I fancied at last I was through, she said, have you finished? I said, what with who? Which switch is the switch, Miss Forrest switch? It's the Ipswich switch, which I require. Which switch, which is Ipswich with this switch? You switch my switch on the wrong wire. You switch me on Northwich, not Ipswich. So now to prevent further hitch, if you'll tell me which switch is Northwich and which switch is Ipswich, I'll know which switch is which. I got through at last, and I thought all was well. Rang up my hotel, but more trouble fell. I said, can you book me a room there for two? A voice said, we can, sir, but this is the zoo. I murmured a prayer, but I fainted away. And when I came round, I was trying to say, which switch is the switch, Miss Boris switch? It's the Ipswich switch, which I require. Which switch, which is Ipswich with this switch? You switch my switch on the wrong wire. You switch me on Northwich, not Ipswich. So now to prevent further itch, if you'll tell me which switch is Northwich and which switch is Ipswich, I'll know which switch is which. If you'll tell me which switch is Northwich and which switch is Ipswich, I'll know which switch is which.
Very, very, very nice here. Bobby Ray, the Kazoo Man. And again, Bobby Ray needs a little help, I think, as we all do in time, from time to time in life. Again, Bobby Ray's GoFundMe page is up and running as of yesterday. The Kazoo Man needs help. GoFundMe.com. That's where you go. Bobby Ray, do you have? We got 3 minutes left here, and I think people are enjoying this and understanding that you do have a great talent here. Do you have a little? You know, I think I've got a friend in you. I remember hearing you do that. That'd be a good one to end on.
Okay, you want? You got it, buddy. Scott, you are the best of people. Thank you so much. You are a great human being, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, You just remember what your old pal said. Oh, you got a friend in me. Oh, yeah. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Oh, when you got troubles, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We'll stick together and we'll see it through. Cause you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too. But none of them could ever love you the way I do. It's me and you. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. Oh, you got a friend in me. That's right. You got a friend in me. Yeah. You got a friend in me.
Stay well, Bobby Ray. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you again. You are a mensch.
Thank you.
A great person. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, the one and only Bobby Ray, the Kazoo Man. And again, GoFundMe.com. The Kazoo Man needs help. Hey, we'll be back in 15 minutes.
Listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Dior.